ஓம் ஜானஜனாய சக்ஷோர்மிளிதம்யேனாதஸ்மைஸ்ரீகுருவே நமஹ. நமாம் விஷ்ணுபதாய கிருஷ்ணப்ரஸ்தாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்திவேதாந்த ஸ்வாமீதி நாமனே. நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பஷ்சாத்ய தேசதாரிணே வஞ்சகோபத்ருப்யஸ்ச க்ருபாசிந்துபயேவ ச பதிதனம் பவானேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமஹ. ஜய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா. So subterranean heavenly planets means that the planets, they're in the lower region of the universe, and they're very opulent, and they're inhabited by the demons.
在这个地下有地下的这个星球，它也有一个天堂星球。这个天堂地下的天堂星球被这些恶魔所统治着。
Okay, but before speaking about which is a very special planet, it's an invisible planet.
在这个星球里面，有一个星球，它是一个很特别的星球，它是一个隐形的星球。
It's called Rahu.
这个星球被称为 Rahu 星球。
And it's below the sun. It's between the sun and the moon, and it moves like a star.
它在太阳和月亮之间，它像星星一样在行动。
And the presiding deity of the planet can you hear me? 你可以听到我吗？
我可以听到，
现在
可以
听
到。
Okay, well, let's try it a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, so the Rahu planet, the deity of the Rahu planet is a big demon.
这个 Rahu 星球的这个神是一个恶魔。
And he got that position, he got to become the deity of that planet by the grace of the Supreme Person.
他是凭借至尊人格守神的仁慈获得的那个职位。
So this Rahu planet is always trying to create problems between the sun and the moon. And sometimes he will. Go ahead.
这个 Rahu 星球总是。在太阳和月亮之间造成一些矛盾。
Sometimes he will cover the sun, sometimes he covers the moon. That will be like eclipses. And sometimes you get lunar eclipse, and sometimes it's a solar eclipse.
他有些时候就遮住太阳，有些时候就遮住月亮，于是就造成了日食或者月食。
So this is actually Rahu coming in front.Of the sun planet or in front of the moon.
因此，这个月食和日食事实上是 Rahu 星球，它遮盖了太阳或者月亮。
So this shows Rahu is the demon, and he's covering these higher planets. So it's an inauspicious situation.
Rahu 是一个恶魔，它遮蔽了这个高等的星球，这不是一个很吉祥的 状况。
So according to the Vedas, the Rahu planet is twice as big as the moon.
根据伟达的经典，拉扈星球它比月亮要大两倍。
And the moon is bigger than the sun.
而月球比太阳要大。
So sometimes Rahu will attack the sun and the moon. He will attack. It means that he'll make these eclipses. He'll cover them.
有些时候他会袭击太阳和月亮，这个袭击的意思就是去遮盖他们。
But at that time, the personality of Godhead Lord Vishnu will come with the Sudarshan Chakra to protect them.
而在那个被袭击的时候，至尊人格守神会带着 Sudarshan Chakra 来到这里。
The Sudarshan Chakra is the best, the most dear devotee of the Supreme Lord Vishnu.
Sudarshan Chakra 是至尊人格。至尊主 Vishnu 非常亲爱的奉献者。
And from the Sudarshan Chakra, it's very effulgent and it gives off a very, very powerful heat which kills the people who are not devotees. It kills all the non-devotees.
Sudarshan Chakra 能发出非常强烈的光和热，它能够杀死那些非奉献者。
And when the Sudarshan Chakra comes, the heat from the Sudarshan Chakra is very unbearable to Rahu, and Rahu flees. Rahu just goes away, runs away in fear.
当 Sudarshan Chakra 来的时候，它发出的这个热和非常令 Rahu 难以忍受，所以他就逃跑了。
So Lord Vishnu always wants to protect his devotees. So all his devotees, usually his devotees are, especially the demigods, Lord Vishnu will always try to protect them.
主 Vishnu 总是想保护他的奉献者，而他的奉献者，通常是指那些半神人，所以主 Vishnu 总是倾向于保护这些半神人们。
The demigods, They're not pure devotees, but they're usually obedient. They will do whatever Lord Vishnu says. So Lord Vishnu is very kind to them.
这些半神人们虽然不是纯粹奉献者，但是他们总是遵照着主 Vishnu 的想法去做，所以主 Vishnu 总是保护着他们。
And the demigods also want sense gratification.
这些半神人们也是想要感官享乐的。
So they're not pure devotees, but they are devotees, but they just have material desires.
因此，他们不是纯粹奉献者，但仍然是奉献者，只不过他们有一些物质的愿望。
So when Rahu comes to attack the sun or the moon, then the Sudarshan Chakra will come to protect the sun and the moon.
当 Rahu 星球试图攻击太阳和月亮的时候，苏达神查克尔就会来保护这个太阳和月亮。
So Rahu cannot stay in front of the sun or the moon for a long time. He can only stay for a period of one muhurta. One muhurta means 48 minutes.
Rahu 星球，因此 Rahu 星球无法在太阳和月亮面前停留很长的时间，而只能停留一段时间。这一段时间最多就是48分钟，一个 muhurta 的时间。
And Prabhupada says that just like Rahu is a demon and he's attacking the sun and the moon, he said the scientists, they're also demons. They're doing the same thing, trying to go to the moon. He said just like Rahu attacking the moon, the scientists are also attacking the moon when they try to go there.
圣帕帕德评论说，这就像 Rahu 星球，他总是去攻击太阳和月亮。我们现在的这些科学家们想登上月球，他的行为跟这个 Rahu 也是一样的，他也是想登上，他也想是去攻击月球，想登上月球。
So Rahu is never successful, and the same way these material scientists are never successful.
Rahu 从来就没有成功过， 同样的道理，这些科学家们也不可能成功。
So then below Rahu, we said Rahu is between this, up there between the sun and the moon. It's above the earth planet. Then below Rahu, then you've got the planets of the Siddha Lokas. You've got the people who are from Yoga cities. They stay there.
我们听到的是 Rahu 它在太阳和月亮之间，它在地球的上面。而在拉夫星球之下是西达罗哈，而这个西达罗哈是这些玄秘瑜伽师所 居住的地方。
Right, the different, they have the yoga cities. It means they can fly to different planets by their yoga powers.
这些玄秘瑜伽师的力量，比如说他可以在空中飞行，他可以从一个星球到另外一个星球。
And,They don't need airplanes. They don't need any kind of transport. They can just fly by the yoga power.
他们也不需要飞机，他们也不需要任何其他的机器，他们就可以运用这个瑜伽的力量旅行。
And then there's a couple of other planets there also, with the very people, very pious people are living.
在那附近还有一些其他的星球，在那里居住的人们也是非常虔诚的。
And then below that, then you've got places where the yakshas and the rakshasas and the ghosts and people like that live.
在那个星球，在那个星球之下，就是在刚刚说的西达罗卡之下，是 yaksha raksha。等鬼魂所居住的这些星球。
The Yakshas, we heard about them, that they were fighting with Dhruva Maharaj. One of them, Dhruva Maharaj's brother, had been killed by a Yaksha. Dhruva Maharaj had a big fight with them. It's a great battle. The Yakshas, they have some mystic powers.
我们还记得吗？就是 Yaksha。他和朱瓦马哈拉吉的一个兄弟战斗，并把朱瓦马哈拉吉的一个兄弟给杀死了。然后朱瓦马哈拉吉和这个拉克沙也发生了一场战斗。他们有一些力量，玄秘的力量。
And then the Rakshasas, these are people who eat flesh. They eat all kinds of horrible food. They'll eat every kind of living entity.
Rakshasa 是指那些吃血肉的人，他可以吃人、吃血肉这样的一些人、一些生物。
And then you've got also ghosts living there also. They just have the subtle body. They don't have a gross body.
还有一些鬼魂，鬼魂的意思是他们只有精微的躯体，但是没有粗糙的躯体。
And then below that, then you've got the earth planet.
在那个之下是地球。
And the earth planet, on the earth planet, there's birds like swans and eagles, and they can fly high in the sky. And they fly high in the sky, that's the limit of the earth planet.
地球上有一些天鹅，也有一些飞鹰，也有一些大鸟，它们所飞到的最高的这个高度就是地球的上端。
And then below the earth, then you've got seven other lower planets. This is the lower regions of the universe. Seven different planetary systems, different planets below earth.
在地球的下面是其他七个星球。这个七个星球是地球星系，是另外一个星系的这个星球，就是下低于地球的这个星球。
So in these planets, these seven planets which are lower than the Earth, they're called the subterranean heavenly planets.
这七个星球虽然在地下，在地球星球之下，但是它们被称为地下天堂。
Right. In Sanskrit, heavenly planets are called Swarga Loka. Swarga is heaven.
天堂星球被称为 Svarga Loka， Svarga 的意思是天堂的意思。
And that when it's in the lower region where the demons live, then it's called Vila Svarga。
而如果在地球之下的这个天堂被称为 Vila Svarga。
And there, in these planets, they have many beautiful, very beautiful houses, gardens, and places for sense gratification.
在这个地下天堂，他们有着非常非常美丽的豪宅、花园和很多感官享乐的场所。
And it's even more opulent there than in the higher planets.
甚至比高等的星球还要富裕。
Because the demons, although they're demons, they're very wealthy and they like sense gratification. They're very attached to it and they like the very highest standard of sense gratification.
虽然他们是恶魔，但是他们有着很高的标准的感官享乐，而且他们也很富裕。
So these people, they're called different names like Daityas, Danavas, Nagas.
这些星球的人们，他们有很多的名字，比如说可以称他们为 Daityas, Danavas 和 Nagas.
And they're all householders, and they have their families, they have their children and friends.And they're all engaged in all kinds of material happiness.
他们这些人大多都是过着居士的生活，他们有着妻子、孩子和朋友，而且他们都沉迷于这些快乐。
Of course, all this material happiness is just illusion, but they're thinking it's real.
虽然这些物质快乐实际上是幻象，但是他们认为他们这些快乐是真实的。
Now, in the planets of the demigods, in the higher planets, sometimes they get disturbed, sometimes they get attacked, different things, demons come, and sometimes they have problems.
在半神人们，在天堂的这些半神人们，他们的感官享乐有时候会受到打扰，比如说这些恶魔们来攻击他们。
But these people in the lower region of the universe, the demons, they never have any disturbances like that. They just enjoy sense gratification. They continue with the illusion of material happiness.
但是在这些低等星球的居民，他们的感官享乐不受打扰，他们一直非常依附，而且一直不断地进行这些迷幻的感官，这些快乐。
So they're very attached to this material happiness.
他们非常依附这些物质的快乐。
Prahlad Maharaj, of course, he's from the family of demons, so he had experience of material happiness there, and he calls that happiness Maya Suk, illusion, the enjoyment of illusion.
Prahlad Maharaj 是来自恶魔的家族，所以呢，他对物质的感官享乐是有很有经验的。他称这种物质的感官享乐为 Maya Suka， 意思是迷幻的享乐。
The devotee is always thinking how to save people from this illusion.
一位奉献者总是在思考着如何把人们从这种幻象之中拯救出来。
Prahlad Maharaj described in his prayers, he said that they're just that these people are fools.They're only getting material happiness, which is temporary.
Prahlad Maharaj 献上祷文的时候说道，这些人实际上是蠢人，他们总是沉迷于这些短暂的物质快乐。
So it doesn't matter where you are in the material world. You may be in the heavenly planets, or the lower planets, or the earth planet.But it's all temporary, material happiness.
无论是在天堂星球、低等星球还是在地球，人们总是在追求的一种短暂的物质快乐。
And everywhere doesn't matter whether you're up in the higher planets or down in the heavenly hellish planets or on the earth. Everywhere you have to change your body, and everywhere there is birth, death, old age, and disease.
无论是天堂、地球还是低等的这些星球，所有的人都必须根据一到了一定的时间就会改变躯体。所有人都遭受着重复的生老病死。
Of course, materialistic people are very stupid, and they don't think about how short their life is. They don't understand their life is going to finish very soon.
物质主义者他们非常的愚蠢，他们完全不知道下一刻会下一生会发生什么，他们也不在乎这个目前短暂的人体生命。
Very quickly, the life is passed. All the time of this life is gone, and so many years have passed, and we have to get ready to give up the body.
很多时间过得非常的快，只有这么多年，我们而且这些年过去之后，我们就得放弃我们的这个躯体。
So the devotee is always thinking how to give these people real happiness.
因此奉献者总是在思考着如何给予这些人真正的快乐。
That's the business of a devotee. We think about how to help these unfortunate people, how to give them real happiness.
这是奉献者们的真正的工作，他在思考着如何帮助这些人，如何给予他们真正的快乐。
So, in the lower region of the universe, in these heavenly planets, which are not really heaven, which are the lower region, the imitation heaven, there's a great demon called Maya Danava.
在这个地下的天堂星球有一个非常大的恶魔，它叫 Maya Danava.
And this Maya Danava is very expert.He's an expert artist and also an architect.
这个 Maya Danava 他非常精湛于艺术和建筑学。
And he has constructed many, he's built many beautiful cities and he decorated them also.
他建造以及装饰了很多非常美丽的城市，很多的城市。
Just like we see today, some people have very nice houses, and they have beautiful gates and gardens.
就像我们现今，我们有很多人，他有很漂亮的房子，他有比如说他的门很漂亮，他的花园很漂亮。
And then you know, you see wherever there's a tourist, wherever you get a lot of tourists.Then they build nice hotels where the foreigners like to come and stay.
就像很多很多旅游的景点，那些人很外国人访游客很多的时候，那里就会有一个酒店。
So in the lower region of the universe, the houses for the leaders of the planets are built with jewels.
在地下的这个天堂星球，这些领导们所居住的房子是用珠宝建成的。
And so there in these places where the demons live, there's many living entities, and there are many birds and parrots and pigeons.
这些地方有很多的恶魔，而且还有很多的鸽子、鹦鹉，他们都会去那里。
So these cities in the lower region, the heavenly cities, they're very beautiful and they're very attractive. They're very nicely decorated.
这些模拟天堂的城市非常非常的优美，而且装饰的非常漂亮。
I can't go on. The computer broke down. I don't know what's going on. So the gardens and the parks, they're more in the lower region, they're more beautiful than those in the higher planets, in the heavenly planets.
人造的这个天堂花园甚至比高等天堂星球的更加美丽。
And the trees are all full with fruits and flowers, and they appear very beautiful.
这些树木总是青藤环绕，而且有很多结满了很多的果实，非常非常的漂亮。
And the trees and the flowers all have a beautiful fragrance, so the air is very pleasing. So it's so much sense gratification just being there.
这些树木和鲜花会造成自己的气氛，还有这个空气非常的迷人，因此总是让人想在那里有感官享乐的这种。
And they have lakes.With very beautiful clear water, and in the lake there's very nice fish jumping.
那里也有很多的湖，这些湖非常清澈，还有很多的鱼儿在跳上跳下的。
And in the lake there'll be flowers like blue and red lotuses.
这些湖上面还有睡莲。
And there'll be.Beautiful birds, also different water birds, which nest in the lake. They enjoy the nice atmosphere.
还有一些成双成对的这些鸟儿在这个湖面上，它们非常享受着。
So the whole atmosphere is just to give pleasure to the senses.
所有的环境和氛围。给予这个感官非常愉悦的感受。
But because this is the lower region of the universe, there's no sunshine.
因为这是在地下的星球，所以那里没有阳光。
So because there's no sunshine, there's no day, there's no night.
因为没有阳光，就没有白天和黑夜。
And so, because there's no time, there's no, so people don't worry about time. Nobody's afraid, nobody's thinking, nobody's anxious about the time. Because there's no day and there's no night.
因为没有白天和黑夜，他们感受不到时间，所以他们也感受不到由时间产生的这种恐惧。
But there's many big serpents which live there.And they have gems on their heads, on their hoods, and the effulgence from these gems that takes away all the darkness.
那里也居住着很多的巨蛇，他们的巨蛇的头上有漂亮的这个珠宝，这个珠宝所散发出的光芒驱散着四面八方的黑暗。
You could imagine there is no light.Everything is artificial. You just have the light from the gems.
大家可以想象一下，在那里根本就没有光，而一切的光源都是来自于这些珠宝。
So the people in these planets, they drink and they even take their bath in different juices made from different fruits and herbs.
这些星球上的居民，他们喝饮以及沐浴都是用一些草药和果汁的草药和果子做成的这些汁液。
So they have no anxiety and they have no physical disease.
因此他们没有焦虑，也没有躯体上的疾病。
And they never even have to worry about their hair going gray. Their hair doesn't grow gray.
他们的头发也不会变成灰色。
And their faces and their skin, it never wrinkles. It never shows signs of old age.
他们的脸上也不会有皱纹，就是不会显示出很年老的样子。
And their bodies always have a nice luster, like they're young, like they're youthful.
他们的身体总是显得很年轻，很有用。
And their bodies, they may sweat, but it doesn't have a bad smell.
他们的躯体不会散发出臭的味道。
And they never get any problem about being tired or having no energy.
他们也不会产生疲劳或者精力消退的状况。
And they're never lacking in enthusiasm. They don't feel old age at all.
他们根本就感觉不到年老，也不会失去热情。
So they live very auspiciously, and they don't.They're not afraid of death from anything.
他们生活得非常吉祥，除了既定的死亡之外，他们不害怕任何的事情。
But they know death is going to come, and it comes by time, by the influence of time, the death comes.
只有到了一定的时间的时候，他们知道时间死亡会来，只有到了一定的时间之后，死亡才会来。
And that time comes.By the effulgence of the Sudarshan chakra.
而那个时间就是 Sudarshan chakra 的光芒。
So you can see the nature of the material life, how everything in the lower planets is very nice arranged.
我们可以看到地下天堂星球的环境，一切都安排得非常美好。
They're living where they live is very nicely arranged, beautiful houses, very nice atmosphere.
那里居住的环境非常好，整个气氛也是非常宜人。
There's no anxiety at all, no problems. Everything is provided.
根本就没有焦虑，一切都被提供着。
But The people who live there, they have to take another birth according to their karma.
但是居住在那里的人，根据业报的法律，他必须再次投生。
So, less intelligent people, the stupid people, they cannot understand the nature of this material life.
这些愚蠢的、缺少智慧的人，他们无法理解。物质世界的本性。
They just think about being comfortable, being happy, being comfortable in this world. They don't understand. They cannot stay here forever.
他们总是想着让这个生活变得舒适，变得快乐，但是呢，他们无法在这里待上永久的时间。
The nature of material life is you take birth.Once in time, you have to die. You have to leave that place.
物质世界的本性是我们在这里投生，但是一定的时候，我们又得死亡，又得离开这里。
The Sudarshan chakra will come and will not allow people to remain happy in their material life. He will force them to die, to leave the body.
当苏达什查克尔来的时候，没有人可以在这里一直待下去，他会强迫着所有的人离开这里，死去离开这里。
So sometimes the Sudarshan chakra will enter into these regions where these demons are living, and sometimes the wives of the demons, they may be pregnant. And when the Sudarshan chakra comes, then these pregnant wives will have miscarriages. They're so afraid of the Sudarshan chakra.
当 Sudarshan chakra 进入 到恶魔所居住的这些领域的时候，怀有身孕的这恶魔们的妻子们，他们会非常害怕而导致流产。
Because they know Sudarshan Chakra coming is a sign they have to leave the body, they have to die, they're all afraid of death.
他们知道当苏达申查克来的时候，这标志着他们得死去，离开这个躯体，他们都得死。
So we said there are 7 different lower planets. So Sukadeva Goswami is going to describe each one.
我们听到有七个低等的星系，现在 Sukadeva Goswami 将会为我们描述这每一个星球。
First of all, there's a planet called Atala, and there's a demon there who is the son of Mayadanta.
第一个星球叫做 Atala, 那里有一个恶魔，他是 Mayadanta 的儿子。
And the demon's name is Bala.And he created 96 different kinds of mystic power.
他的名字叫巴拉，他创造了96种玄秘力量。
So sometimes the bogus yogis and swamis, they take advantage of this mystic power to cheat people.
甚至如今也有一些所谓的瑜伽师和斯瓦米们利用这种玄秘力量来欺骗人。
Because less intelligent people, they're impressed when they see these mystic powers.
因为这些缺少智慧的人会对这个玄秘力量留下很深的印象。
This demon Bala, he also created3 different kinds of women.
这个巴拉恶魔他也可以他创造了三种女人。
First woman is the one who likes to marry a man from her own group.
第一种女人她喜欢嫁给她的同族的男人。
And then another kind of woman is the one who will marry a man from any group.
而另一个女人她喜欢嫁给任何一个民族的任何一个种族的男人。
And the third kind of woman will change her husband one after another. She gets tired of one husband, she'll find another husband.
第三种女人她喜欢换自己的丈夫，她喜欢一个一个的换自己，当她疲惫的时候她就会换一个丈夫。
Now,If some man comes into this planet where these women live, then these women, they will capture him and they get him to drink a special liquid.
假如有一个男人进入了这个星球，这些女人们就会把他逮起来，然后让他喝一种特别的果汁。
Yeah, and this drug which they give him, it's then when the man drinks this drug, then he becomes intoxicated, and it gives him a lot of sexual energy, and then the women they take advantage of that man to have sex with the man.
当这个男人喝了这种特殊的兴奋饮料的时候，他会非常兴奋，而且麻醉起来，而这个饮料也会给这个男的极大的性的能力，这些女人就借机享受这种性的享乐与这个男人。
The woman will look at the man with very nice smiles and sweet words, and she will attract the man, and they will embrace each other, and in this way, then they will go on to have sex.
这个女人会用很魅惑的眼神，非常甜美的话语，然后还带着微笑拥抱着这个男人，于是呢这个男人就神魂颠倒，和她发生了性的关系。
Because the man has been taking this drug, so he's got so much sexual power, and he thinks himself to be very strong. He thinks he's like 10,000 elephants.
因为这个男人喝了这个兴奋饮料，他认为自己非常的强大，甚至比一万头大象还要强壮。
So it becomes very illusioned, and it becomes very intoxicated, becomes very proud.
于是他变得非常迷惑、陶醉，也变得骄傲起来。
He thinks he's actually God, and he doesn't even think about, he doesn't understand how death can come anytime and take him.
他甚至认为自己是神，而且无视死亡的来临，他无法理解死会在什么时候会来到。
And then the next planet below that was called Vitala, and this is where Lord Shiva lives.
在这个阿塔拉星球下面的星球叫做维塔拉星球，那里是主希瓦居住的地方。
Lord Shiva lives there with his associates and different ghosts and other people, living entities. They live with Lord Shiva.
主希瓦和他的同游，还有一些鬼魂，还有其他的一些生物生活在一起。
And Lord Shiva, he has his wife with him, Bhavani, and they unite together to produce living entities.
主希瓦和他的妻子巴瓦尼进行性生活，繁衍生物。
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Gurudev, 我听得清楚。
我有声音，怎么样？
现在好了。
现在好了，您说。
Okay. So when Shiva, then the body from their fluids from the, and then the river, some people they will drink the water of that river.
Shiva 和巴瓦尼他们的生命之液混合流演出了一条河流，然后有一些生物喝饮了这个河流，喝饮了这个河水。
And if they drink that liquid of that river, and then they drink it and then spit out, then it can produce gold.
这个被风驱动的这个火喝饮了这个河流之后，就会然后又把它给喷射出来。
So the demons who live on that planet, they have a lot of gold, and they make a lot of ornaments for their wives and for their family. They decorate themselves with all gold ornaments.
这个火喝了这个河流喷射出来的黄金，那所以那里有很多的黄金。那里的那个星球上的恶魔们也用这些黄金来装扮自己。
Just like, you know, it said there's an alchemical, there's a special process by which you can make gold. When you have bell metal mixed with mercury, then say you can produce gold.
也有一种化学的方法可以炼出黄金，比如说用在这里说到可以用水银和青铜炼出黄金。
So Sanatana Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, Sanatana Goswami, he mentions this. And the purpose is to attract the materialistic man.
六 Goswami 之一的 Sanatana Goswami 在他的要旨中写到可以用水银和青铜做黄金。他用这个，他是，对，可以做黄金。
Yeah, the idea is to turn the low-class man, the materialistic man, to make them into Brahmins.
而这个说这个事情的这个用意是为了说可以把一些低等阶层的人们变成一些 婆罗门。
Yeah, anybody who is properly initiated and trained by a bona fide spiritual teacher, they can become a Brahman.
任何一个靠程序正当启迪出身低下的人，他们如果恰当的训练的话，可以成为一个婆罗门。
So ISKCON is trying to do that. We're taking all the local class men, the Malayachas and the Yavanas, and try to make them into Brahmanas.
国际 Krishna 知觉协会做的也就是这些事情。我们启迪了 Malaycha 和 Yavanas， 让他启迪他们，然后把他们努力变成婆罗门们 Brahmana。
Right. They have to follow the four principles and chant the Maha Mantra, and in this way they can become a good Brahmana.
通过停止四项罪恶活动，然后唱诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗，然后变成一位婆罗门。
So the people try sometimes to make gold, but they're not very successful.
有一些人他们尝试着炼金子，但是没有获得成功。
They don't know the proper process.
他们不知道恰当的程序是什么。
So gold is like stew, it's not really such a valuable thing, but to the demons, they think it's very important.
金黄金 Hare Krishna， 我听得见 Gurudev， 黄金其实就像粪便一样，但是那些恶魔们却认为黄金是很有价值的东西。
Probably compare it. They say color the gold, color the stew or something like that.
圣帕帕的也说，黄金的颜色跟粪便的颜色实际上是一样的。
So, similar thing. So below that planet, another planet is called Sutala. And in Sutala, that's where the son of Maharaj Birochan lives. The son of Maharaj Birochan is Bali Maharaj.
在维塔拉星球下面是另一个星球，被称为苏塔拉星球，而苏塔拉星球上面的国王是 Maharaj Virochan 的儿子 Bali Maharaj。
Bali Maharaj, he's a very pious king. He's living there now, even.
Bali Maharaj 是一个虔诚的国王，即便现在他仍住在那里。
Right. Bali Maharaj, at one point he had conquered the heavenly planets, and he'd gone up to heaven and taken the throne position of king of heaven, but Lord Amanadev came and sent him back.
Bali Maharaj 曾经攻下了天堂星球，掌管了天堂星球，之后 Vamanadev, 主 Vamanadev 来了之后，把天堂星球给夺了回来。
And he got Bali Maharaj to give him 3 steps of land.And in this way, Lord Ramanadev took away everything from Bali Maharaj.
主 Vamanadev 向 Bali Maharaj 乞讨三步的土地，通过这种方式 ，Vamanadev 把 Bali Maharaj 的一切都拿走了。
And he sent Bali Maharaj back to the lower planets where he's from, because he's from the demon family. The demons all come from the lower regions. So he sent Bali Maharaj back.
于是他把巴尼马哈拉吉派回了他原来的地方，因为巴尼马哈拉吉是一个恶魔，于是他把派到了这个低等的这个星球上。
But Lord Vamanadev was very pleased with Bali Maharaj because he gave everything away. He gave everything to Lord Vamanadev.
因为主 Vamanadev 对巴尼马哈拉吉非常满意，所以他把一切又给了巴尼马哈拉吉。
And so.Lord Vamanadev made him richer. He gave him more opulence than Indra had.
Lord Vamanadev 给予了巴尼马哈拉吉一切之后，巴尼马哈拉吉甚至比以前更富有，比 Indra 更加富裕。
And Bali Maharaj is still doing. He's a devotee. Although he's in the demon family, he's a devotee and he worships the Supreme Lord. and the planet Sutala.
虽然巴尼马哈拉也是在一个恶魔家庭出身，他现在住在那个低等的星球，仍然他是一个奉献者，在那里崇拜的至尊主。
So Bali Maharaj, of course, is our example for Atmanivedana, that he surrendered everything to the Lord. Very difficult to do, but Bali Maharaj did it.
Bali Maharaj 是我们父爱服务中 Atmanivedana 把一切献给主的一个榜样，这一点很难以做到。
Bali Maharaj even gave his own body to the Lord.
巴尼马哈拉这甚至把自己的躯体都给予了主。
So Lord Vamanadeva was so pleased with Bali Maharaj that Lord Vamanadeva told them that I will also come there with you and I will be your door, I'll be your doorman and I will make sure nobody gives you any trouble.
主 Vamanadeva 对巴尼马哈拉非常的满意，他虽然去到了那里，但是主说。我会跟你一起去，我会成为你的看门人，我在那里跟你一直待着。
And we see Bali Maharaj, you know, he gave away everything, but he didn't become poor. He gave everything to Krishna, gave everything to Lord Vamanadeva, but he became richer by giving everything to Krishna.
Bali Maharaj 虽然把一切都给予了主，但是他并没有变穷，他把一切都给予了主，他但。甚至他现在变得比以前更加的富裕。
He got everything back from the Lord. He got back more than he gave.
他甚至得到的比给予的更多，他拿回了一切，而且得到的比给予的更多。
So Srila Prabhupada explains, he said that anybody who gives contributions.For the activities of Krishna consciousness, he said they will never lose it, but they will get whatever they give, their wealth it will come back to them by the blessings of Lord Krishna.
圣帕帕德就解释到，那些为 Krishna 知觉做出贡献的人，永远都不会是输家。无论他们给予什么，他们都会从 Krishna 那里得到更多。
But Prabhupada also warns that if we collect any money, if we collect money on behalf of ISKCON, and we have to be very careful not to use any of it for anything else except for the service of Krishna.
圣帕帕德也在这里警告大家，那些为国际 Krishna 知觉筹款的人也应该特别小心，不应该把拿来的捐款用于任何服务之外的地方。
So Bali Maharaj gave everything for Lord Vamanadeva, but we shouldn't think that he got this opulence in the lower planets because of his charity.
Bali Maharaj 把一切都献给了至尊主。但是我们不要认为巴利马哈拉吉现在在低等的星球得到的一切财产是因为他的布施而得到的，不要认为这是由于他的布施得到的。
Rather, whatever he got, it is by the mercy of the Supreme Lord.
无论他得到的什么，都是至尊主的仁慈。
So everyone is under the direction of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is in the heart of every living entity, and he arranges for all of us to suffer or enjoy in the material world.
至尊主住在每一个人的心里，在他的指挥下，所有的这些生物在物质世界里享受或者遭受一定的痛苦。
So when Bali Maharaj gave everything to the Lord, he didn't give it.To get any material benefit, but he gave it to become a pure devotee.
Bali Maharaj 向至尊主献上一切，他的目的不是为了取得这些物质的益处，而是想成为一个纯粹的奉献者。
Bali Maharaj was He didn't get the material opulence just because he gave charity.
巴尼马哈尔得到的这个富裕不是因为他的布施而得到的这种富裕。
But he got that opulence because he was such a pure devotee.
他得到的这种富裕是因为他是一位纯粹的奉献者。
But we shouldn't think that material opulence is because of a devotional service. That's not why we give devotional service.
我们不要认为物质的富裕是一个纯粹奉献者的一种结果，而去做奉献服务。
The real purpose of devotional service is to get love of Krishna.
做奉献服务的真正的结果是获得对 Krishna 的爱。
We should be very careful about this to make sure we understand the real purpose of our devotional service. We just want to get the love of Krishna. Don't want anything else.
我们应该很小心。哎，我们做奉献服务的目的不是为了得到其他的物质的结果，而只是为了获得对 Krishna 的爱。
Lord Chaitanya says in Shikshastika, Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitamva Jagadisha Kamaye Mama Janmani Janmanishware Bhavatad Bhakti Rahitakitvaye. I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I want to enjoy beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your devotional service, birth after birth.
主柴参亚在他的八旬归写道，我不渴望任何的物质富裕，我也不渴望漂亮的女人，我也不渴望任何的追随者，我只希望一世复一世为您做纯粹的奉献服务。
Alright, so are there any questions?
Let me check. Yes, 十一组于红于叶红沈阳的奉献者 Hare Krishna 顶拜 Gurudev， 今天读圣典博迦瓦坛 3.12.52， 从 Brahma 身体里分出两个形象，一个男人一个女人，说是 Brahma 分离出来的新的身体，都是他。而四库马尔兄弟也是 Brahma 创造出来的，就是他的儿子。从眉毛出来的主希瓦也都是他儿子。请问咕噜，怎么区分是他本人还是下一代？This question from 于叶红， from 沈阳。Hare Krishna, basis to Gurudev. Today I read the Srimad Bhagavatam chapter, canto 3, chapter 12, verse 52. From the Brahma's body, there are comes two forms, one man and one woman. It says that this new body is from the Brahma's body, is all him. But Kumar also is created by the Brahma, but is Brahma's son. And Lord Shiva is also Brahma's son. I want to ask a guru how to distinguish is Brahma himself or his next generation.
Well, we're guided by the scriptures, whatever the scriptures tell us.
我们根据经典的指导，经典指导我们，经典怎么告诉我们，我们接受什么。
The scriptures are telling you, the man and woman, they come from the body of Brahma. And Shiva comes, and the four Kumaras come. They're telling you. So we follow whatever the scriptures say. You don't have to speculate.
我们看到经典上面这么说，男人和女人主由 Brahma 创造，然后 Shiva 也是，然后四库马尔也是主创造。经典怎么说，我们就怎么去理解，怎么去追随，我们不要去过于。我们不要去思辨。 Next question from Rajendra Prabhu. 感恩 Maharaj， 感恩亲爱的 Subhudi Raya Prabhu， 感谢主持。地下天堂星球比地球还富有，难怪不少人想成为恶魔。人们通常说的 UFO 也来自地下星球的恶魔吗？他们比地球人还具有力量吗？这个地下星球是不是说是不是不是人们所说的地狱吧？This question from Rajendra Prabhu. Thanks, Maharaj. I want to ask the Bilasvarga, the heavenly planet in lower heavenly planet, are much more opulent than the earth planet. So I can understand many people want to become demon because they are very opulent there. I want to ask, people said the UFO also come from the this also come from this Bilasvarga?
Oh, I don't know. Some UFOs may come from the lower region, some may come from the upper region. We don't know, do we? I mean, there's UFOs. How do we know? How do we identify them? We don't know where they come from.
我也不知道这个 UFO 是来自于哪里，有一些是来自于天堂，有一些是来自于地下星宿。So this
We know there are higher planets like Siddhaloka, and Siddhaloka there's these yogis who can travel from one place to another. They don't need a spaceship. They can just travel without a spaceship.
我们知道在西达洛卡上有一些瑜伽士们，他们有玄秘力量，他们也可以在天空中旅行，他们不需要各借助这种机器。
Sometimes we do read in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that when Dhruva Maharaj was going back to Vaikuntha, there was a Vaikuntha airplane came to take him to Dhruva Loka, so that they came in an airplane and Dhruva Maharaj got in the airplane and went to Dhruva Loka.
我们还听到朱瓦马哈拉吉的逍遥时光之中，当朱瓦马哈拉吉要回到维昆塔的时候，有一架宁信天空的飞机来了，接了朱瓦马哈拉吉回到维昆塔。
But we do know that all the planets, all the other planets in the universe, they are inhabited, and you know the different forms of life are there in different planets.
所有的星球都有他们各自的生物体。
We know even on the sun planet, there's living entities there. We have fire bodies.
在太阳星球上也有他们的生物体，他们有火一样的躯体。
And we are hearing there's also a planet. There's planets where all these snakes are, nagas. You know, they're living there. There's so many different types of living entities, and they can travel different places. They can come to.Our planet, look at our planet.
甚至我们今天还听到有 Naga， 还有一些蛇，他们有各种各样的躯体，他们都有可能来到我们这个地球，他们可以飞行。
But it said the demigods, they don't come to this earth planet in the Kali Yuga because the people are so fallen and sinful.
但是在这个卡利年代，据说天堂星球的人不会来到地球，因为这个地球上的人在这个卡利年代非常的罪恶和堕落。
Of course, when Lord Chaitanya comes at that time, then they come.
当然，主柴坦尼亚来的时候，他们来了一些人，就半世人来了一些人。
Want to get mercy of the Lord in His most merciful incarnation.
因为他们想得到主柴坦尼亚仁慈，因为主柴坦尼亚是最仁慈的化身。
So people were coming to see Lord Chaitanya. They didn't know who they were, or where they were coming from.
因此当人们看到主柴塔尼亚的时候，他说这是谁呀、啊、他来自于哪里。还有两个问题。
Rajendra 的问题还没回答呀、啊？只有问。
Rajendra 还有还，对，Rajendra 还有问这个问题的第二部分。
第二部分是什么？
第二部分是these people from the Bilasvarga are there more powerful than the people in the earth plane? 是的。
More powerful materially. Because sometimes they even conquer the demigods. They're always fighting with the demigods. Sometimes they take over the demigods.
是的，他们在物质上更有力量，他们有时候甚至能征服这些天堂星球的半神人们。Are the Bilas Svarga is the hellish plane?
Is it the hell? No, it's not the hellish planet. It's different. The hellish planet's the... There's another chapter.For the hellish planets.
地狱是我们是下面一章要讲述的。Next question, Gurudev.
Say.
Next, 顶拜故人莲花组顶拜翻译和主持，请问天堂星球和灵性世界都怎样饮食做饭？感恩 Guru. Obeisances to Guru. I want to ask people in the heaven plant and the spiritual world, how they cook, how they eat.
Well, they have a lot of nice fruit.
他们有很多美好，他们有很多很美味的水果。
Yeah, everything. There's no scarcity. Don't worry. You won't go hungry.
他们不会饥饿。Next question.
Yeah.
From 陈真真，顾队顶拜您，我想问一下，我们和物质主义者接触、建立关系，这种关系的基础应该是什么？我们应该如何和他们进行交往？A basis to Guru Day, I want to ask, when we contact to the material people, relationship, what's the, foundation of this relationship? How to contact with them?
With material people?
Yes.
How to contact with materialistic people?
Yes.
Generally, we don't like to contact materialistic people. We like to just associate with devotees.
通常情况下，我们不太喜欢和物质主义者打交道。我们喜欢和奉献者交往。
If you're going to contact materialistic people, you want to tell them about Krishna. You want to give them good association and tell them about Krishna.
如果你想和物质主义者们打交道，你得告诉他们 Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya said, wherever you go, whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna.
主 Chaitanya 说，无论你去到哪里，无论你和谁见面，告诉别人 Krishna.
Yeah, next question.
Yes, finish it.
Huh?
Finish. Yes.
Okay. You better stop. It's getting crazy.
Thank you, Gurudev.
Okay, Sati.
Sati Manaji.
是，今天信号不好，我们就到这里结束吧。
好，感谢苏格的来给我们翻译，感谢萨提主持，感谢所有的奉献者，祝福你们生活快乐，多念哈利·克什纳，感谢主持人，是了普罗巴提，
感谢 Good Day。好，那我们今天就到这里了，哈利·克什纳。